Satan tries to tell me no. I was there when it happened, oh, and I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me,
saved my soul.
The very moment he forgave me,
made me whole.
He took away my heavy burdens,
yes,
and he gave me peace with him.
Hallelujah. What a song. I hope you love that song as good as I do, because I'm living it. I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Welcome to Open Bible Dialogue, Open Bible Telecast. We've really got a program today. I'm going to tell you, we really do have a program today. It is going to be fabulous, and I hope it affects and changes your life. That's my prayer. That's my burden. One world religion. Never, never have you seen things developing as quickly and fast as they are today. I mean, they are just exploding. A one world religion everywhere that you dare to look. Everywhere that you dare to look, it's happening and it's coming. But I want to tell you, every bit of it points us to the fact that Jesus is soon to return. What a moment, what a day. I can hardly wait for the King to come. I hope you are getting ready for the King to come. Now, in a moment, we're going to go in our Bibles to the book of Revelation, chapter 19. The book of Revelation, chapter 19. I believe you're going to hear something that will affect your life. It is my prayer that it will. I think there's a little echo. I'm sorry for that. Hey, I just cut that off. I just remembered. That was my fault. Listen, if you'll get in your Bible and you'll go get the Holy Book, and you'll get it in your hand, and you'll read it with me, it will affect you dearly. It really will. So why don't you get the book of Revelation? Open it up to Revelation 19. Now, one world religion. What is going to happen to this one world religion? Think about it. What is going to happen? Just this morning, I realized and learned that Rick Warren has written a new book, The Purpose-Driven Mosque. The Purpose-Driven Mosque. Now, there are those accusing him of having changed his name to Muhammad, listen now, Muhammad Hussein, what to say, Warren, Muhammad Hussein Warren, Muhammad Hussein Warren. Now, that's a questionable thing. I'm not really sure. I put on the Facebook that with a question mark at the end of it. But then as I read all the material, I don't think anybody can really know. Because Rick Warren has been a master at doing things and then saying no, no, no. Like Chrislam was the beginning point of all of this. And this has been true with Rick all during his history. I mean, really all during his history. So we really don't know. But we do know that the whole church world is going quickly into the bosom of the Roman Catholic system. Quickly into the Roman Catholic system. And the Pope is saying some of the most awe-fired things I can imagine a man saying who claims to be the Pope of the Catholic Church. Even the Catholic people do not know what to do with him. Even they don't know how to receive him. Even they don't know how to explain all they say and doing. Well, it's just that hour. It is an unreal hour, and nobody understands everything that's happening, but it's happening, and that's for sure. Now, we'll go to the Bible. We got a lot to talk about. We want to bring in Hillary and all of that situation. We want to bring in this Mr. Klan, K-H-A-N, and I'm not sure how to pronounce that. But we want to bring that in and look at a little bit of what he's saying. He is now is saying that Allah is the one who has given Donald Trump a hard time and causing his mind to say things that he don't intend to say and just messing up. Well, that really does add up, because the devil has the power to mess up a man who doesn't understand the spiritual realm. And Donald Trump doesn't understand the spiritual realm. And that's why I'm calling on you to pray for him, to pray for God to protect him and to give him an understanding and to open up his mind to this spiritual war that we're in. We're in a spiritual spiritual war, my friend. We're in a spiritual war. It's not just a physical war. It's not just a political war. It's not just a media war. I mean, all of those are real. Those are real worlds. And to handle those kind of worlds is enough to drive a man wild. But then to think of him having to deal with the spiritual realm, the powers of Lucifer, the deceiving powers of the devil, the Antichrist intrusion, and just, he's overwhelming our world, and it's an overwhelming thing. It really is a one world religion, a one world economy, a one world political system, just a one world order altogether. And it's coming like a storm, and you know it, and you see it. And I pray that God will help us to understand what we're dealing with. And by the grace of God, get this Bible's perspective. Now, last week, I had a bunch of emails that never got through to me until later, after the program was over. Today, I think I have it set that those emails will come to me on time. So call me at 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. I'm going to put this up again. See it now. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7883. 7884. Hey, that's wrong. 1-800-338-7884. Oh, boy, how about that? I think it's, I hope I'm right, 1-800-338-7884. Well, it's a 4, and there's a 3 over there. We'll get that fixed. Someone fixed that for me, and I did not catch it. And then jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, get involved with this program today, and let's have a grand program. Now, let's go to the Bible. Are you ready to hear what the Bible says? Now, the one world religion is pictured clearly in the book of Revelation chapter 18. Chapter 18. I'm not going to read that chapter today because that's the picture of this grand religious world. Just, like a queen. And they're developing. I mean, Rick Warren's part of it. Almost all of the evangelicals now are becoming part of it. The charismatics have long ago been involved. People like Pat Robertson and those people, they were part of this long before I could even open my mouth, Harley. I warned people 30 years ago of this developing scenario, and nobody would listen to me. But I was right all along. I'm telling you, I was right on target because I wasn't going by what's up here. I was going by what's in this. See, when you go by what's in that, you don't have to worry about being wrong. You just aren't going to be wrong. Do you hear me? When you go by what's in that book, well, what is God going to do with this religious mess, if I may call it a mess, this religious one world situation? What is God going to do with it? Well, listen, after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, "Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore." Now notice those words. He hath judged the great whore. Whore. That's what he calls this one world religion. Rick Warren, listen to me. All of you guys from Rick Joyner, all of you people all the way, I'm telling you, up the ladder. Benny Hinn, you listen to me. He calls you a great whore. He calls you a great whore. The great whore. Now, I didn't say those words, and don't get mad at me. That's the words of the Holy Ghost. He called this one world religion the great whore. Let me read you something that Hillary Clinton said recently, and this came to me without any question of being bona fide. Listen, she said, deep-seated religious beliefs have to be changed. Deep-seated religious beliefs have to be changed. She said it like this: laws have to be backed up with resources and political will. Now, laws, they got to make laws, then they got to back them up with political resources and political will, and they've got to change the deep-seated religious beliefs have to be changed. You people who believe that Jesus Christ is the only salvation, you got to change. Are you listening to me? You people that believe the Bible is the infallible word of God, you don't have any choice. You got to change. you that believe in the pre-trib rapture, you that believe in the coming judgment, you that believe the whole book of God, you got to change that. That's what Hillary says. That's what Hillary says. I said, that's what Hillary Clinton says. Now, you better hear me. You say, I'm going to vote for her anyway. Well, if you want to do something like that, I can't stop you. But I'm going to tell you one thing. You're playing fools with your eternal salvation. I can promise you that. You can't back up this kind of stuff with votes. And you can't be part of this kind of stuff and then have to answer to God, because you aren't going to like how the answer is going to be from him when you get through giving an excuse for your foolishness. Now, listen to me. I want to go back to this Bible because I want you to hear what God is saying. For true and righteous are his judgments, and he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth. See, these people are corrupting the earth. Do you understand me? These people are corrupting the earth. Any preacher that gets up and tries to tell you that the God named Allah and God Jehovah are the same being, that man is corrupting the earth. That man is playing very loose with his eternal salvation is what he's doing. And he's going to be judged because you are corrupting this earth. If you don't preach the whole truth of this Bible just like it is, you are helping corrupt the earth. I love you now. Please don't be bugged at me. Preachers, please don't be bugged at me. But get your Bible and get in it and stay in it and stand by what's in this book. Because if you join this one world religion, you are helping corrupt the earth. If you play footsie with them, if you put your money in a denomination that is becoming part of them, you are playing loose with your hope. I'm telling you, please don't do that. Please, for true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore. If I didn't say anything to you today, but if I could prove to you that God's going to judge this great whore of a one world religion, it's clear. Read Revelation 18 and see this whore woman. You say that's the Catholic Church. That's not just the Catholic Church. That's all religion. That's the evangelicals are going right into the heart of Catholicism. The charismatics have already got there. They are saying these big, wonderful things. I read just today where Rick Warren said the Pope is the Pope of all of the Christian world. The Pope of all of the Christian world. Come on, Rick Warren. Or Rick Hussein, whatever your name is. Come on, man. Don't say things like that. You say, Brother Chambers, what if he didn't really change his name? I saw him in front of a great lectern with the name in front of him, but it may have been pulled on him he was speaking at a big Muslim meeting. A big Muslim meeting, see. And he was there, part of them, promoting his new book on the purpose-driven mosque. And so when you think of all of this, there's always somebody trying to make it look better than it is and trying to make excuses. But I think it's pretty well clear-cut. We have known for years that was the direction Rick Warren was going. And so there's no doubt about it. I've had a couple arguing with me on Facebook. And if you go on Facebook and want to argue, okay, go ahead. But listen to me. Get serious about it. And don't try to take away the understanding, because there's plenty of people out there. If we can get them to understand what we're dealing with, maybe they'll change. Maybe they'll change. I'm praying they will. Listen, and let me read the rest of that. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and have avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. Have avenged. Now, anybody who calls the religion of the Muslims, the religion of the Allah crowd, anybody that calls that akin to Christianity is absolutely ignorant of history. All you got to do is get you an encyclopedia and study the history of the Islam religion. That's all you got to do. And all you got to do is look at her today and read her Quran, and you got all you need. And if you are ignorant, you're ignorant of your own liking, of your own choice, because it is so real. And I beg of you to hear me. I beg of you. And again, they said, hallelujah. And her smoke, that's the one world religion, her smoke rose up forever and ever. and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And let me tell you, the judgment of this great whore is going to be forever. The judgment of this great whore is going to be forever. Are you listening to me? There is no end to the judgment that's coming upon them. I was reading just yesterday the book of 2 Thessalonians. And listen to what he said. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Taking vengeance on them that know not God and the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my friend, listen to me. I'm telling you, we are living in an hour that demands we understand what we are dealing with. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Well, it's a dark day. And I bring you to understand that a one world religion is developing in every direction you can look. It has almost, I would say, 95% of the church world is now a part of the one world religion. That includes the Catholic, and there's good people in the Catholic realm in some areas of the world. There are people that deny and reject all of this stuff in different parts of the world that may literally be saved. We're not the judge of people. Anybody that calls on the name of the Lord and trusts in his saving blood and comes to him with all they got in whatever region of the world they may live, and they may have no opportunity to hear some things like this. And if they repent and come to Christ, I'm not going to be one to deny that they're saved. But I'm going to tell you, you better go by this book. And Jesus is the only name given under heaven whereby you must be saved. Jesus is the only name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. I'm getting a call here. I'm on radio, and I'll call this dear man back, okay? I'm cutting him in here so he'll know I called him back. His sister's died, and I've called to show my love, and he didn't remember the radio time. Listen to me, folks. If you've ever got ready for the coming of the Lord, you need to get ready. Now, here's the phone number, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Toll free anywhere in America and Canada. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. I really do want to hear from you. You are extremely important. So grab your phone. Let's have any question now you want to ask me. Something you want to take me on for that I have said that you don't like. Okay, I will welcome you to take me on. I'll treat you nice. I won't stay there long and let you just keep on and on and on. But I'll take time to treat you good. The lines are open, okay? Lines are open, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. I have to be so careful when I'm going to the internet, lest I get the wrong thing. I mean, I'm telling you, seeing these computers anymore is not easy for my eyes. So give us a call, 1-800-338-7884. I want to hear from you. You are important. I want your calls. I want your emails. I want your questions. One world religion. How many of you understand that? How many of you have any question about your particular denomination? You know, the Methodist just ordained a lesbian woman as a pastor. Lesbian woman, Methodist as a pastor. The whole church world is going in this odd and crazy direction. I hope you're keeping up with how your people are voting and how they're acting in their conferences. And I hope you have some understanding of how dark this whole thing is. I mean, it really is a dark situation. And I'm begging of you to learn and to know and to feel what's happening. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, 391-0588. And I want to hear from you, and I want to give you something. I want to give you something really meaningful. I'm preaching in the morning on the Battle of Armageddon. The Battle of Armageddon. As I've been studying that and see all the aspects of it, that's going to be an awesome event. An awesome event. Jesus coming back on a white horse. And the saints of God, by the trillion, millions, maybe trillions, coming back with him on white horses. And then the judgment of this earth, the judgment of the Antichrist, the judgment of the false prophet, the judgment of the devil. Oh, man, that's just so many things that happen in that period. And I'm preaching on it in the morning. I'm going to give you the CD. I'm going to give you the CD, okay? All you got to do is call. I'll send you the CD Monday, Tuesday, and you can listen. We also put it on YouTube. We put it on Internet. We put it on Twitter. We try our best to get it out there where you can hear it, because it's later than you think. Do you understand? It's later than you think. Now, the phone's open, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. And now, all those emails that came in last week that I didn't get around to answering, you can make up for it this week. So send your email. I'll do my best to answer. I really will. And we'll learn something together. We'll try to dig into this Bible, and we'll try to understand where we are at, friend, because we are in one more dark hour. Now, there's so many things that's happened this week. This gentleman Muslim that spoke at the Democrat convention and then got in a big argument with Donald Trump. And I mean, this became a media rage. Well, I just got some material about him where he was on a question and answer program with Arabs. And he said on that that Allah was tearing Trump up. I don't remember the exact words now, and so don't go by my words exactly. But Allah is the one who's confusing Donald Trump. Allah. That's the God of the Muslims. Confusing. Well, I agree with that, because Allah is a demon. Allah belongs to the devil. Allah is a work of Satanism. And are they trying to mess up Donald Trump? Absolutely. That's why I've set myself like a dedicated prayer warrior to pray for him, to cry out to God for him, because I understand the situation he's in. If we don't pray for him, do you understand? If we don't pray for him, then he has no real barriers around him. And I'm calling on you to pray for him. If you know anything about prayer, old-fashioned Holy Ghost anointed prayer, that's the kind I love. All right, grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. I'm going to wait on you now. I want to answer your question. I want to help you understand this one world religion. I want to help you understand what's going to happen to it. I want you to understand how near the end we are. So their little trip into this high, big time religion is very short. It's not going to last long. It'll be over before you know it, because, you know, these dark things just don't last long. Even if the rapture don't occur for a little while, they don't last long. They fall on people's head. The devil don't play for fun. He plays for keeps. And so it's a very, very big responsibility, and I need you to understand it, and I need you to grasp it, and to get yourself ready to meet the King. Are you ready to go? If Jesus would call, the lines are open. They should be busy, okay? Don't sit there when there's much that you can ask, and there's much we can talk about, and I want to help you understand this situation. I really do. Now, something grand follows that moment of this great judgment of God against this whore woman. I'm here to tell you, the judgment of God against that whole false religion is probably the most powerful judgment there is. Because if God hates anything, he hates a double standard. He hates a confused religious belief. A false prophet will probably be judged the harshest of anybody in the world. A false prophet who ignores the Bible, but they call themselves a preacher. And yet they don't preach the truth. They don't tell the truth. And so it's going to be hot and heavy when they answer to God. Now call me quickly, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Local number, 704-391-0588. And you are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. Well, James, do you still think that the religion, the Antichrist, would be a possibility?
Do I still think that the religion of the Antichrist will be apostate?
Yes, you said that a few years ago. I just wondered.
I didn't understand all that you said, so repeat that. Apostate what?
Apostate Christianity.
Oh, yes, exactly. Apostate Christianity. The Muslim religion is not a apostate religion. It's a satanic religion. So the religion of the Antichrist will be apostate Christianity. It will be Christianity that's lost its way, that's turned from the Bible. It'll be a mixture of Catholics and evangelicals and charismatics and just all kinds of beliefs. And you know as well as I know that there's as many beliefs out there today almost as there are people. Everybody has a different opinion of things because we no longer accept the Bible as being infallible, the last word. I believe the Bible is the last word. And so apostate Christianity is the religion of the Antichrist.
Yes, I just remembered you said that a few years ago, and I feel sure that you still had that, you know, feeling.
Well, there's really nothing else to call it. All you got to do is read this Bible and understand. Read Revelation 18 and read, you may read other parts of the scripture. And apostate Christianity is the Antichrist religion. Now, I don't say he won't bring in some other religions. He may. He may even bring in Buddhism. I don't know. But I can tell you the heart of the Antichrist religion is apostate Christianity.
Yes, sir. I agree with that 100%.
Thank you very much. God bless you, sir, and thank you for calling. I hope you'll just keep calling out there because I really do want to help. I want people to understand this. It is so important. Let me see if I can find my way here. It's so important that I help you understand this because when you do understand it, it will make a difference. It really will. Don't have any emails yet. I had a lot of them last week and didn't get to them, so you bothered at me, aren't you? I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? Would you please forgive me? I'm serious. Would you please forgive me? We're living in a dark day, friend. And if ever we had the truth, we've got to have the truth. Now, the lines are open, 1-800-338-7884. I'm sorry, that wrong number got on the I wanted to give out. I got it down low where it ought to be, where we can put it up, see? And there it is. You can see 1-800-338-7883. And it's 7884. So grab your phone. All you got to do is look at your dial, 1-800-33-TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, 1-800-33-TRUTH. And that's 1-800-338-7884. Hey, callers, you are important to me. I do want you to understand what we're dealing with. I want you to know that this is a dangerous day in which you're living. And I want you to hold on to the truth and be so faithful and just cling to that truth. And don't turn neither to the left or to the right. Stay in this Bible. If you stay in this Bible, you cannot go wrong. There's no way men can deceive you if you live in the Bible, if you live by the Holy Book. Now, one world religion is everywhere. Again, if you didn't hear me, Rick Warren has a new book now called The Purpose-Driven Mosque. The Purpose-Driven Mosque. And if he hasn't changed his name, then he stood in front of a mic with the name Mohammed Hussein Warren written on it. And if somebody played that game on him, then it's his fault because he's been going that direction. And he's part of that. So you understand, I put a question mark behind it when I call him that name because I don't know for sure yet. I just know we're living in a dark day. Now, I want you to have this sermon from tomorrow. That great day of the, we're talking about a day coming that's unlike anything you've ever heard of, friend. The Battle of Armageddon. The Battle of Armageddon. That's the gift I'm giving tomorrow. And I want you to have it because I want you to get educated. I really, I'm not here to play games. I'm 80 years old. It's where these programs wear me out. But I'm going to do them as long as I can because you are too important to me not to do them. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
How you doing, Old Trailblazer?
Hey, my friend.
I just got a question for you. In Revelation, you said the war, like, I got confused, I'm sorry. 2/3 of the earth is going to perish. So you think that's Islam?
Say that again. You're speaking real clear and say it slowly.
2/3 of the world is going to perish.
Oh, yes.
I mean 1/3.
Well, more than 1/3. Oh, it's a lot more than 1/3 of the earth's going to perish. It's well over 2/3. And yes, Muslim religion, a lot of the Muslim religion is going to go down with the war of Gog and Magog, and that could start any time. I don't understand why Israel hasn't already taken Iran completely out. The only reason they haven't taken Iran out is because Iran is going to be part of Russia, Gog and Magog, and they're soon going to march against Israel, and God is going to destroy that whole region. Not Israel, but those Islamic nations that joined together with Russia and Iran and others, all the judgment that's coming. So, yes, Muslims will be destroyed in the war of Gog and Magog. And then if there's any left, many of them will be destroyed in the Battle of Armageddon. It's all coming, my brother. Judgment is right ahead of us.
And the Chinese, too, because they're friends with Russia, too, right?
Who?
Chinese.
Well, you know, I can't say that. I can only tell you the nations named in Ezekiel 38 and 39. And it doesn't really name all of them. So there's some that may just join up and get judged because they join up. We'll have to leave that till it happens and determine who that's going to be. I think Germany has to go down with them. And look at Turkey right now. Turkey is becoming an ironclad Islam country. I was just over there, you know, earlier this year, and my guide, people that I was around, they were scared to death of what was about to happen to their country. And so Turkey is going to be involved in this war of Gog and Magog and will be firebombed out of heaven. And it will be a devastating time, really a devastating time. And that is coming. Yes.
So you're right. And I was telling a friend of mine at work about, in Ezekiel, it says Syria will never be a country again. And I told him, look at it now.
You're talking about Syria.
Yes, and Ezekiel, it said it'll never be a country again.
Well, that's true. You see, in the 1,000-year millennial reign, there will only be 3 countries in the Middle East. That will be Israel, that will be the Syrians, which don't even have a country now, but they will have one, and then the Egyptians. That'll be the only 3 countries in the Middle East during the 1,000-year millennial reign. All the rest will be gone.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm delighted, my friend. God bless your heart. Give us a call quickly, folks. You know, the questions we have here are just really overwhelming. And I'm just a man of the book. I've studied this book, and I love the Word of God. I want you to know it and understand it. I want you to live in it. If you don't have my book on the masterpiece, please order that book this week and get the book on Revelation that I've written. I actually think it's the best one out there. I plan to send, if I can possibly get the right address, Rush Lombard, a copy of that book this week. I've been listening to him, and he really has had 2 or 3 rough days. I've almost felt sorry for him because he's overwhelmed by what's happening. Well, that's because he don't understand the spiritual aspect of it. And I've tried for 2 days to get through and to talk with him. And I haven't been able to get that done because he really needs to understand this Bible. This Bible is the only answer for what's taking place and how dangerous it is. And what we see between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Oh, I'm going to tell you something, friend. Those people on the globalist and the New World Order crowd and, you know, the whole liberal world, including GOPs, you know, we got Republicans that are nothing but liberals, and they don't understand it. And so they're standing against Donald Trump. Well, Donald Trump isn't perfect as far as I've seen. But I'm here to tell you, you need to look at both sides before you vote. And I'm telling you, it's a dangerous hour. And anybody that wants to keep bringing just many undocumented Muslims into our country is crazy. It is crazy. Are you listening to me? Hey, grab a phone. I'm here to help you. I'm here to talk to you. Let's see if we got any emails here. I don't want to miss my emails today. You may be mad at me. Well, I got one, I guess. I got one. If I can get it up here, nope. I don't even have one. Okay. I can't. You really were big time last week, and now you're bugged at me, I guess. I'm waiting on you. Call me when you will, because you are important to me. Very, very important. Want to hear from you, both sides of the aisle, whether you're listening by telecast or by open Bible dialogue, dialogue or telecast. You're my friends, and all of you in Charlotte that listen to WHVN, I love you. Those all over Belmont that listen to 1270, I love you. All down through the southern part of North Carolina and South Carolina, I love you down there listening to me on that great station. And then up in Delaware, where is that? Up in Delaware, Maryland, and then up in West Virginia, all over those regions. All of my radio listeners, thank you. Thank you, and God bless you, and I love you. And all of our telecasts, all of our internet listeners all over the world, all the way to Australia and New Zealand and up in Ukraine and Russia, down in South Africa, down in South America, in England, and those nations of Europe. Hey, listen to all of you. I'm telling you, you are special. You are very special. I love you. And I want you to be one of my partners this year, now, starting now. I've got to have more partners than I've ever had. We're having to do some things to upgrade our material. I need money this week to upgrade our website and to get our bookstore, our Christian bookstore, wide open. And just a lot of things. I need your help, folks. I need you on my team, folks. I really do. Make sure you are part and you're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, good afternoon. How are you today?
Hey there, dear lady.
Oh, good. I just accidentally heard about you today. I was on my way to the store, and you was on my radio.
Are you listening? Do you like it?
Yes, I am.
Do you like the program?
I really do, and I like more information about how to get more.
Okay, all you got to do is give my ladies your phone number, your address, and we'll send you material. I'm here every Saturday from 1 to 2 on radio as well as on internet. You can see me if you go on internet, which they say I have a face for radio instead of internet, but I'm just an old man sitting here enjoying myself.
Well, again, I applaud you for teaching what you're teaching, because that is a very complicated subject. But it's also true. I remember reading about the whore in Revelation myself, and I didn't fully understand it because a lot of preachers don't preach on it.
No, they don't, do they? But all the whore woman is false religion, false Christianity. Christianity that don't preach the truth. If your preacher don't preach the blood of Jesus, if he don't preach the soon coming of the Lord and the great rapture, then he may be part of this. There are a lot of preachers that just won't study. And they don't get on their knees and get in this Bible. If you understand the book of Revelation, you're going to have to spend hours in study and seeking the Lord and seeking His face. And most preachers are too lazy for that. They play in golf and they off having lunch with somebody. And I believe in living in the Bible.
Amen. Amen.
All right, now you go to these ladies. I'm going to put you on hold. You give them your address and come to visit us. We're right. Do you live in Charlotte?
I do.
All right, then come to visit us. I'll be preaching in the morning on the Battle of Armageddon. We at 5110 Tuckasegee, right here in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, I appreciate that.
All right, now I'm giving you to the ladies, and they don't hang up. They'll be right on the phone. Let me find the right number here. I got you on hold, and they'll pick her up. Grab her, please, ladies, line 2, and I'll get line 3 and line 4, okay? You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah. I have a question for you.
I have an answer, I hope.
I hope so. In the Gospel of John, I believe it's in the 6th chapter, where Jesus himself said, "What the Father has given me, no power heaven or on earth that can take it out of my hand or the Father's hand." How do you explain that? I think it's this.
You say, "My Father hath given you a name that is above every name." Is that what you quoted?
No.
What verse is it then? Tell me so I can read it. I don't want to answer something you didn't ask me.
In the Gospel of John.
Chapter 6.
Yeah.
All right, what was the question? And I'll try to get you the scripture out of your question.
Where Jesus said, "What the Father has given me, nothing can take it out of my hand."
Okay, yes. The Father has given you to me, and nothing can take you out of my hand. I'm not quoting the scripture, but I'm quoting the principle, and that's right. Whatever, I mean, nobody can jerk you out of the Lord's hand. Now, you can walk away. You can turn back to your own sins and your own ugly ways if you choose. And the book of 2 Peter chapter 2 says that plainly. But nobody can take you out of the Father's hand. You trust in God and you love Him and you obey Him, and the devil can't touch you.
Well, what he says is there's no power in heaven or on earth that can take me away from the Father. And I don't see how I can take me out of His hand when I'm more powerful than Him.
Well, would you go and read 2 Peter chapter 2 and read that whole chapter for me, okay? And just let the Word of God answer your question. Don't let me answer you. You let the Word of God answer you, okay? And thank you. God bless you, my friend. You on the air. May I help you, please? I'm sorry? You on the air. May I help you, please? Well, that's not one either. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. Brother, do you realize that Pond, the man that was speaking at the Democratic Convention, he's a member of the Muslim, he's an agent for the Muslim Brotherhood?
Yes, I do understand that.
And do you realize that the
Clintons gave him $750,000 just recently?
Yes, and the vice president for Hillary Clinton is Jesuit trained. Did you realize that?
He's Jesuit trained, and he's also a big part of the Muslim world. He speaks for their meetings. He has a real relationship with the Muslims. He's another Barack Obama.
Yes, and we are in trouble, but I think that God is still on the throne, isn't he?
Well, if we allow Hillary Clinton to get the presidency, then America is over.
Yes, yes.
America is over. I don't think there's no recovery if she would become the president. So I am on my face. Now, let me tell you something I believe with all my heart. I don't believe she'll become the president. I believe God has shown me in my heart that Hillary Clinton will never be the president. I believe that with all of my heart. I say it almost reluctantly, not because I doubt, but because I see what's out there and I see the powers of hell. But I'm on my face. I am committed to being a prayer warrior for my nation and for Donald Trump and for the conservative agenda. I intend, and I'm really not for anybody. I'm for the conservative agenda. I'm for the rights of Christians to be Christians and not being treated like they're second class. I believe that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton wants to put us under the ground. They want to put us in caves, worshiping hid from them. They literally are out to destroy Christianity.
Yes. And one other thing, Brother Chambers. Many years ago when there was that nomination started, it was a holiness nomination. They had like a general assembly and a tabernacle as they were getting started, and they were putting on a vote whether they would teach baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking of tongues as Spirit gave utterance. Well, they voted to not have that, and they say that you could see a white dove that fluttered in that tabernacle, and then after a bit it just flew out of the tabernacle. Don't you think that's what's happened with some of these churches today that have quit preaching?
The Holy Ghost hath departed, sir.
Yes. Don't you think that's what's happening in some of our churches today?
I know that's what's happening, brother. Except 95% of the church world has become apostate. They've turned away from the truth. They do not preach the old-timey doctrines and the old-timey gospels. A lot of the holiness churches rather shout and play loud music and put on a jig than they would to hear the Word of God and to dig in and get close to the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. But thank you so much.
Am I saying the truth?
Oh, yes, that's sure.
That's all I've ever done, brother, to the best of my ability. I'm not perfect. I've made some mistakes. I've never, as far as I know, I've never preached a false doctrine. I believe this Bible is infallible. I stay right in the middle of it, and I believe every word of it, and I don't plan to move in any other direction.
Yes, yes.
And I don't know what's going to happen. Literally, they may drive us underground. They may drive, if Hillary would win the presidency. Now, again, I don't believe she's going to. I really do not at all believe she's going to. But I want you to know, it's not going to be an easy thing. And when I say she's not going to do it, that don't mean go back and sit down on your laurels. That means get on your prayer bones and go to work and become an agent of truth and hold up this gospel of Jesus Christ. Tell anybody you see that if you believe in killing unborn babies and same-sex marriage and you believe that Jesus' name does not and should not be used in prayer, then you are an apostate and you're going to be judged with that great whore. And it's going to be a dark day.
One other thing quickly, Brother Chambers. Do you think that some of our nation has already been given over, been given up, like Romans 1:21, given up and given over?
Well, there are different parts of America that are in deeper degrees of judgment and evil. Yes, yes. America and Sodom and Gomorrah, right now, we are more vile than Sodom and Gomorrah was when God burned them to the ground. We allow things that they never mentioned. It's not ever recorded in the Bible that there was same-sex marriage in Sodom and Gomorrah. There was no such thing as transgender in that day. They have more sense than that. But we don't have that much sense. We are educated fools all over America. And we just don't take the Bible as being literal. We take the Bible as being a smorgasbord that you choose from. And I believe the Bible is literal and it will be fulfilled perfectly as the Bible says.
Yes, thank you so much.
I am delighted and God bless you. Now give us a call, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Now my number, 704-391-0588. Hey, let me see if I got any. Let me see if I got any emails. Now I got it all up. I guess it's up. Well, I believe I do see one. What do you know? I'm trying to click on it right. My eyes need a miracle. He's given me a pretty good one, but it isn't enough yet. All right, let's see. Dr. Chambers, another person. Let me see here. I'm going to have to get up close. You have to look at my face. Another person has died that was investigating Hillary. I read about that this week. Go to, and tell you where to go to see all of that. Well, I can tell you, all you got to do is go on the internet, and it's there everywhere. I think there's been, four or five in 4 weeks that have died who was investigating Hillary. Let me tell you something, friend. It's almost dangerous to say the things that I say. Here's another. My wife and I were reading in the internet that Mr. Call had denounced America as well as Trump on Pakistan radio the other day. He's not for our Constitution, as he claimed during the Democratic Convention. No, he's for Sharia law, big time. The Clintons recently gave him $750,000 out of their foundation. And this week he said it was Allah, his false god, that was tripping up Donald Trump. It was Allah, his false god. Hey, does that tell you something about Allah? Does that tell you something about Allah? Allah is a demon. Allah is a demon god. That's all he is. He is a false demon god. And anybody that gets involved in that religion will go to hell. Unless they repent, of course. Of course you can repent. Isn't that wonderful? I'm so glad I can always say you can repent. Let's hear from you. Lines are open. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. Now you can see those numbers, and the only wrong on there is 1-800-338-7884. Grab your phones. I want to give you, I really do want to give you very badly, I want to give you this sermon of tomorrow. I really rather you come hear it. 5110 Tuckasegee Road, Charlotte, North Carolina. Easy to find. Easy to find. You can call that same number, 704-391-0588, and we'll get you here. I promise you that. And you will love to hear the word of God, Brother Chambers. I'm just an old-fashioned preacher. That's all it is. I preach like my coattails on fire. I really do. That's what Abraham Lincoln loved, a preacher preaching like his coattails on fire. I can't stand this dead stuff. Most preachers today don't preach, they teach. You know why they teach instead of preach? Because they're not anointed. They can't preach. All they can do is teach. And so the letter of the law is empty until it's anointed by the Holy Ghost. Did you know that? Oh, I tell you, it's a late hour. Jesus is coming, and you're on the air. And may I help you, please?
Yes.
May I help you, dear lady?
Yes. I have a comment. You said that Hillary wasn't fit to be the president of the United States and Donald Trump was.
I didn't say Hillary wasn't fit. I said Hillary is an evil woman for killing unborn babies, same-sex marriage, bringing thousands and thousands more Muslims unvetted into our country. Every policy she's ever been a part of is bad.
Donald Trump don't say it. Try to be a Christian.
Oh, yes, he does.
Of God.
Oh, he does claim to be a Christian. He recently made a commitment to Christ, and they said he was born again.
He had three wives. I mean, and that's what you want to...
Who tells you he lies? The NBC, CNN, ABC. Who are you listening to, dear lady?
He had three wives.
Why don't you get your Bible? Get your Bible and start reading the book. And I love you. I wouldn't be mean to you for nothing in this world. But Hillary Clinton is a dangerous woman.
Donald Trump is dangerous too. Anyone that portray and pick at people with disabilities and been married three times, and that's who you want for the president of the United States?
I'm not choosing a pastor. I'm choosing a president. Pastors cannot be married three times.
Still,
Ronald Reagan was one of the best presidents we'd ever had. He'd been married more than once. And I'm not for that. I preach against that. But we're choosing a president. We have to take him where he is now.
Racial slurs make America great again.
Don't you like that?
No.
You don't like that?
And that's a racial...
Hey, you don't... No, that's not no racial slur.
Sir.
We want you black people to get the same benefits we get.
I mean, gas prices.
Hey, we want you to have everything we have. I'm not racist at all, dear lady. I love you.
I love you,
and I'm going to leave you where you are. I love you, and I want to treat you good. I wouldn't dare treat you no other way. I tell you, hey, you know, this is a dark day. Oh, and some people don't like me for what I say. But please, because you're black and Obama's black, don't pay him no attention. That man's a vile man. Woo! What a devil he is, giving Iran $400 more million so they can kill more Americans and do more damage in their worldwide evil. Come on. Let's think with our head, not with our emotion. It's a dark day. Hey, give me a call. I got 9 minutes, and I want to hear from you. Eight maybe, really. I want to hear from you. You're my friend. I don't care what color your skin is. I don't care where you got your education. I don't care whether you're rich or poor. It don't matter. Every one of you are equal in my mind. Every one of you are equal in my mind. Do you hear me? Every one of you are equal in my mind. And I love every one of you. And I hate seeing America in such a condition. I mean, the income, if you want to talk about the economy, the income of all of our precious black people have gone down over $2,000 a year over the years of Barack Obama. It's been a dangerous time. And I beg of you, to really just pray and let God help you. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Brother Joe, everything you told that woman was true.
Well, I loved her. I'm going to be nice to her. She sounds like a dear woman. She's just been deceived by many of these black preachers that are nothing but political crumbs.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. You're right 100%. You are right 100%. And the people that vote for stuff like that will be judged at the end.
Yeah, you know, you vote for a woman who believes in killing unborn babies. You vote for a woman who believes in same-sex marriage. You vote for a woman who's tried to force all the nations of the world when she was Secretary of State to accept homosexuality and all of its different implications. You're talking about a woman that has lied and lied and lied. I'm telling you, she and her husband Bill are basket cases, and eventually the world will know it. But it's going to be too late for us if you put her in that White House and let the two of them do us more damage like Obama has done.
Yeah, but see, one thing about Obama, everybody that voted him in, they still, that sin is still on their account.
Unless they're repenting.
There you go. They got to repent.
God bless you. I love you. Call us quickly out there, folks. We got time here for several more calls, and I'll do it quickly. I'd love to have you. I care about you. Now, I want to tell you, financially, I got to have your help. I have got to have your help. Everybody who loves this program and loves what I'm doing, you need to help me keep doing it. And it's your responsibility not just to sit there and enjoy me being the plain-spoken man, but to put your money where your mouth is and help do the work, help get the job done. I need $20,000 this week, literally. We'll have this building paid for, the Lord helps us, in less than a year and a half. And believe me, that'll be wonderful. Our payment is $3,800 a month on this beautiful facility. And it will be paid for. You see that sanctuary? Well, you can't see it. You'll see it in a minute when the program goes off if you watch it by internet. But I want to tell you something, folks. It's later than you think. And it's time to give your whole and your best to the Father. And let me hear from you. Let me go see if there's anything waiting for me on internet. I'm sorry, on email. I'm trying to be careful hitting the right button here. There we got one. Somebody wants to talk about Hillary. Let's see what they're going to say. I believe Trump will be elected. But if Hillary was elected, do you believe it would be a form of God's judgment on America because of LGBT abortion, etc.? Absolutely. That's what Obama was, God's judgment on America for turning away from him. You listen to me. Listen to me. Thank you for that email. That is all I'll be able to get to on the email end. But I'll take one more question, maybe two. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. I'm a pastor that cares about people. I'm preaching in the morning on the great battle of Armageddon. Oh, what a battle. What a picture. What an event. What a triumphant event. You don't want to miss it. You really need to come hear that sermon. You really do. But I'll give it to you on email. I'm sorry. I'll give it to you on a CD. If you call, the ladies will take your name and number, your address. Call quickly, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. God bless you. God bless you. You on the air. May I help you, please? May I help you, please? Well, I thought I had it there. May I help you, please? May I help you, please? There you are.
Yes, Reverend Chambers.
Yes.
My daughter told me today that the children in the Charlotte school system are receiving a purple unicorn. Now, they can ask this unicorn what sex they are, or invent friends who are, real. They don't have to tell their parents that they have this. Unicorn.
Well, I would like to have the documentation of that. Can you get that to me? Because I know that transgender is going to be big pushed in Mecklenburg County this year. And that's why I'm telling everybody out there, if you put your kids in public school, you are sending your kids to hell. You're putting them in a place that is devilish and full of evil. And they're opening up the restrooms to transgender. A girl can walk in the boys' changing room, dress room, shower room, wherever he wants to go. If he claims to be transgender, so can the girls. That is the most evil thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Well, I know you remember because you reported on this some time ago about Barney the Purple Dragon.
Yes.
Yes, and this is the same thing. This is...
Where can I find that? Do you know?
My daughter says it's all over the internet.
Okay. Send me an email to give me some idea where you look. Get her to do that for you. My email is jrc@paulcreek.org. I am so busy that will help me, okay?
Okay.
God bless you. Did you give our ladies your address?
JRC.
At paulcreek.org.
Okay.
Now, let me get you to give our ladies your address.
We'll do that.
Okay, hold on. Ladies, grab it. Line two there. Line two. Now, anybody else on the phones, let me know in here. Listen, this has been an incredible broadcast. I've come to you with all my heart. I've laid it on the line the best I know how. I really have. The church is in a terrible state. I mean, we're talking about apostasy that just overwhelming. I beg of you, get in your Bible and just turn back to the scripture. Just go back and take the whole word of God, infallible, and live by it. And I promise you, there's a lot of joy in living by this holy Bible. A lot of joy. You will find nothing but happiness. You'll find nothing but peace of mind. You will be one thrilled soul if you live in this holy Bible. I promise you that. It is a marvelous truth, and you will love it. Now listen to me. Listen to me. I care about you. I care much about you. I love you. I want you to walk with God. I want you to do the will of the Lord with all of your heart. The numbers to call, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. Let me cut that music down a little bit. I want you to give us a call and be a part of us, okay? I'm putting up this numbers again for you to see them. Remember that, 704-338-7884, not 883, okay? I love you. Come see me tomorrow. Send a good donation to help us stay on the air. Will you do that for me? I love you dearly. I love you dearly, my friends. And God bless your heart. God bless your heart. I'm trying to find the right button.
Not real, though the world may argue that we cannot fail, and even though Satan tries to tell me no.
To know.